Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Talking about why you need school choice, this particular situation really underscores the reason and some of the issues that young people are facing in the public system. We're going to be talking about this outrageous case from Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Montgomery County, Maryland is pretty famous for being kind of woke and not doing the correct things regarding religious freedom. And here's an example where they are refusing to let this amazing high school senior, who is a valedictorian, refusing to let her graduate because she won't take, and I don't blame her, anti-Christian, pro-LGBTQ health class.
Yeah, this is Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland. It is a very liberal, if not one of the most liberal, public school districts in the entire nation. Liberty Counsel, a number of years ago, obtained the very first successful lawsuit against this school, blocking an entire curriculum that specifically pointed out Christian organizations and particular denominations for discrimination. And we got the federal judge to block the entire curriculum because it violated the First Amendment. Here, they're back. And in fact, there's a case before the U.S. Supreme Court coming out of this particular school with regards to opting out. They have this, what they call this LGBTQ plus instruction. And this is in both their family life and human sexuality part of the curriculum. But in that particular part of the curriculum, they have the ability to be notified and to opt out. But they've also put it in the literature part of the curriculum so that it's part of literature as young as elementary school, and they are not notified and they are not allowed to opt out. And so here we have this high school senior, a girl. She scored in the 96th percentile, earning a 1450 score on her SAT. She has a weighted GPA of 4.76.
Golly.
And is a student leader.
I didn't get that high.
That you do a bunch of honors courses and extra credit because obviously your GPA goes to 4, but she's above 4.0 because she's a super star.
Stellar student,
in her education pursuit. So she's a student leader in many of the public schools' extracurricular activities. So she's not only academically smart, she's also a leader as well.
But she, you know, the important things when you go to college, when you go to high school, you're supposed to learn the basics to help you be a success in life. Reading, arithmetic, social studies, but they just insist on cramming this LGBTQ stuff down their throats. It is not, number one, it is not necessary, and number two, it's offensive.
Well, for 2 years, she has tried to opt out. She has offered that she could take some alternative course at a local Catholic school and substitute it for this particular course. Again, this is in literature class, so in the family life and human sexuality part of the curriculum, they have this LGBTQ plus indoctrination. But the parents, by law, in that particular curriculum, they get notified that this is coming up. And they can opt their children out of that particular curriculum.
So I imagine her parents ask for her to be opted out?
Opted out of that one. And so she can get opted out of that one. But what they did was then they also put the same thing into the literature class. So you're studying things about literature, grammar, your ABCs, whatever. You're studying things about literature, writing, reading, and there is no requirement to get opted out of a literature class.
So they just kind of slide all this indoctrination in
there. So they stick the same thing that you can get opted out in a sexuality class into a class where there is no opt-out because you're talking about quote-unquote literature. And they put it down into the young grades, first grade, second grade, third grade. And so the parents don't get notified about it. and they can't opt out. And the reason they did it is for that reason, so that they wouldn't have to notify the parents, and therefore everyone would get indoctrinated at a young age before they even got to human sexuality, because human sexuality is going to be later. Literature starts, you know, from young. And so they wanted to do it earlier. They wanted to do it without the parents' knowledge, and they wanted to do it where they can't opt out. So here she gets opted out of the human sexuality class. She actually filed for an opt out of that. She gets opted out. But she also wants to get opted out of the same thing in the literature class. They said, oh, no, there's no opt out here. And we're not going to allow you to opt out. Well, I can take another alternative course at another school and get credit for it. No, we won't allow you to do that. You've got to take this course in order to graduate. This is a girl, by the way, I just remind everyone, a 4.76 GPA. She scored in the 96th percentile on her SATs, 1450. That's a very high score. She's a student leader in other extracurricular activities. And they say, no opt-out. You've got to take the course. Well, she says, I can't take the course because that violates my Christian values. So this 4.76 GPA, who should be the valedictorian, they tell her, you're not going to graduate.
So she couldn't even opt out part of that curriculum?
No. No, they wouldn't let her. You have to take this course in order to graduate from this school.
Well, I think with a GPA of 4.76, she probably has it all figured out.
I think she
needs a class.
That shows you how radical this Montgomery public school system is in Montgomery County.
Or let her read the material, you know, without the LGBT on her own.
Well, yeah.
Most, I mean, there's options.
No, they won't allow. You've
options.
Got to read the LGBTQ plus nonsense indoctrination.
Yeah, that's wrong.
So in this particular case, the situation is ongoing, but the girl was told you can't graduate. You know, this is a problem here because this is the real face of this LGBTQ plus indoctrination. And I remind you that the Q in LGBTQ stands for two things. It used to stand for questioning and queer. It still does stand for queer and questioning. Questioning is you just don't know whether you're LGB or T. You're lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. You just don't know. You're confused.
Yeah, I'll say you're confused.
You're confused.
That's the bottom line.
You don't know what alphabet letter you fit into.
Yeah.
But Q also stands for, and this is their words, not mine, queer. And what does queer stand for? And again, this is their definition, not mine. It includes everything that's not LGBT. In other words, it includes, and there are articles to this effect, the 550 paraphilias that include necromancy, pedophilia, and bestiality, among other sexual deviancies. It includes everything. If you're not covered in LGBT, then you're covered in the Q, the queer. It covers everything else, every other imagination and deviation, and things that you obviously wouldn't even imagine because they're so filthy. That's this agenda, and there's no room for any complaint. There's no room for any religious opinion, and that's the tip of the spear that we are facing right now in the public schools, in employment in certain situations, as well as particularly with regards to challenges that are being leveled against Christian employers, Christian schools that want to be true to their Christian doctrine and belief. We'll talk about one of those kinds of cases in which Liberty University is involved, because that is the tip of the spear of what we're talking about here.
But you know, Matt, I just commend this young lady and her parents for standing strong, for standing up for their beliefs, for not cowering to this woke ideology, this indoctrination, propaganda, whatever you want to call it. They refuse to do that. At a pretty high cost, you know, she's probably concerned. She wants to graduate to continue in with her career. But, you know, they are standing with the Lord. And I believe he will prevail over this.
He will prevail. And this will prevail. And, you know, this will crumble. And it is crumbling. You see it crumbling in the context of the men and women sports, boys and girls, locker rooms, things like that. The general population is just saying enough. That's nonsense. And that's crumbling. However, amazingly, on the day of the National Day of Prayer, when America, we were praying for our country to our Lord, on that same day, Democrats in Congress, Representative Mark Takano, Democrat from California, and Senator Merkley, Democrat from Oregon, introduced H.R. 15 and S. 1503, the so-called Equality Act of 2025. This version is just as bad as every previous version the Democrats have introduced. In addition to making the LGBTQ members, including those who participate in each of the 550 sexual deviancies like pedophilia and bestiality encompassed in the Q, it also tries to revoke the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So we are mounting an effort to stop that in Congress. Every Democrat in Congress is supporting this bill. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.